You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we've got a story from our series, At Work, looking at how COVID has changed our jobs.
I have a lot of pride in my work.
How do you do it?
Sprays, masks, gloves.
I'm with the swamp team.
Hi, my friends, and how are you?
It's nice now with technology.
Pandora's box has been opened.
It's a beautiful way to make your living, but it's more work than I ever imagined.
The secret to long-term health most of the time isn't really a secret at all. Prevention and early detection are key to staying healthy and keeping chronic disease and health problems at bay. But because the pandemic has led to shortages of medical resources and healthcare workers, public health officials like Dr. Anthony Fauci have suggested some drastic measures.
Well, I mean, obviously, when you have a seriousness of an outbreak the way we're seeing right now, there's going to be a significant stress on supplies, and that's what we're seeing play out right now. One of the things that can be done is to delay, if not cancel, anything that's elective.
But this approach has been creating what some doctors are calling an invisible epidemic, one that's happening at home as people stay sheltered in place and don't seek care for other health issues and pain. In our ongoing series, At Work, KALW's talking to folks in the Bay Area about what they do and what's changed for them. Today, we meet a chiropractor who's treating patients coping with the pain and strain of living in this unprecedented age of COVID-19. KALW's Carla Estevez has her story.
My friends and I sometimes joke about feeling like we're in our 80s, even though we're really only in our late 20s. It's mostly an exaggeration, you know, whenever we seem to be forgetting a lot of things. But for me, it's usually due to back pain. You see, while I spend plenty of time in front of a computer working on audio pieces, I also started serving part-time in a restaurant at the very beginning of 2020. And that work can be rough on the body. Thankfully, I found a chiropractor in my neighborhood who also takes my insurance.
My name's Dr. Carrie Owsley, and I'm a chiropractor here in Oakland.
Carrie Owsley has been providing chiropractic care to Oakland residents since 2007, but her connection to this type of treatment goes all the way back to her youth.
I was in a really severe car accident when I was 17 where my jaw was broken in a couple of places, my arm was broken, and so I went to a chiropractor after that. That really helped with just getting me moving better and pain relief.
Dr. Owsley told me it's hard to predict what would have happened if she didn't get that care. People heal in different ways and at different speeds. But she does think that skipping out on rehabilitative treatments and preventative care could have lasting impacts down the road.
When we're young and we don't have treatment, the body can heal and maybe the pain is less, but later on we can have issues, right? So maybe I would have more chronic neck or back pain today, maybe more limited range of motion, things like that.
And if her accident happened during COVID, it's likely she may have received more infrequent chiropractic care, or perhaps none at all. Some of that has to do with the misunderstanding of the field.
A lot of people didn't realize that chiropractic was considered essential and that we were open. And then, yeah, just as people are feeling comfortable, but then as people are working from home, not exercising as much, you know, some people were like, oh, I try to hold out.
Dr. Owsley worries about the long-term effects of delaying care.
People are sitting at their dining room tables or kitchen islands, or they're sitting even in their bed working from home, or, you know, on their couch. And a lot of people thought, oh, you know, I can get by with working like this for a few weeks, but then it's been 9 months. It's like all of a sudden their back is just like in a spasm, or they're just starting to get chronic, you know, like repetitive issues from it. But then their back pain got so bad that they're like, I was kind of forced to come in.
Dr. Owsley is also concerned that people may be postponing treatment because they don't think the pain associated with muscles and other soft tissues are as serious as, say, the pain that comes with a broken bone.
And even insurance companies look at broken bones more serious sometimes, but broken bones usually heal up, you know, usually the longest is 6 weeks' time, whereas like a soft tissue injury can take months to heal and even cause a lot of, you know, chronic issues. Where I had my car accident, even though I had treatment afterwards, those muscles were just never quite 100%.
She's not just worried about people neglecting an injury. She's also concerned about new injuries caused by people taking care into their own hands.
I had a patient once who came in because he was, you know, at a family Thanksgiving, and his son-in-law had like put him on the floor and was like trying to pop his back, and come to find out he had actually fractured his rib, you know, because he pushed the gentleman was older, and so he had some osteoporosis. And so there's definitely, you know, ways that you can hurt yourself.
She thinks some of the problem may stem from the availability of thousands of do-it-yourself videos on the internet.
I had a patient recently, he was a new patient, and, you know, I went through his initial workup and I adjusted him, and he was like, well, is that it? And I was like, yeah. He's like, what, you're not going to yank my neck with a towel?
How about that?
What'd you think about that?
That felt pretty good.
Pretty good?
I said, oh, you've been watching YouTube, huh? And he's like, yeah, I've been watching YouTube. So,
in fact, my partner is one of those YouTube chiro fanatics. And after a few painful attempts at cracking my back, I'm thinking that maybe it's a job best left to the professionals.
All right. Inhale. Exhale.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying. I'm really
it's
trying.
Fine.
In Oakland, for Cross Currents, I'm Carla Estevez.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to stop now.
No, one more. Give me one more.
No,
one
think,
more.
I think
no,
I'm gonna
one, break Carla, my I'll, one more. One more, okay?
Carla is a fellow in our 2021 Audio Academy, and there's more from our series At Work at klw.org.